بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وأمهاتكم اللاتي أرضعنكم وأخواتكم من الرضاعة. In this last ayat, Allah has explained all the women a person cannot marry. The first were seven categories which were biological, that is like blood relations, like one's mother, one's sister, one's daughter, nieces, aunties, etc. In this part of the ayat, Allah explains those women a person cannot marry who by foster relationships. That is, if they were breastfed by the same woman, then those women also cannot be married. If, for example, a certain woman, whether it is any woman or whether it is the granny, the auntie, anyone who breastfed the child, perhaps the mother had passed away or for any other reason, and during the period of suckling, if they breastfed the child, then that relationship between them also makes nikah haram between them. And that year, Quran is specified two categories only. The one Allah Ta'ala says, وَأُمَّهَاتُكُمُ اللَّاتِي أَرْضَعْنَكُمْ وَرْجِنْ مَعَوْنِتُمْكُ دُوتْ بِلَايَا. And whichever of your mothers who are now your foster mothers, they are not your biological mother, they did not give birth to you, but they breastfed you in your suckling period. So with them also, nikah is not permitted. And وَأَخَوَاتُكُمْ مِنَ الرَّضَعَاتِ or دُوتْ كِبِهْنِ. And those sisters of yours, which are also from the suckling of the milk, foster sisters. That is, if any other girl also drank the same milk of the milk of that same woman, and this boy drank milk of that woman, though they are not related in any other way, but they drank milk from the same woman, then that marriage between them also is not correct. It is not permitted at all. The Quran is only referred to these two categories, the mother and the brothers or sisters that are from, who are foster brothers and foster sisters, that is, they drank milk from that woman during the suckling period. But all seven categories of biological blood relationships which are haram, the same seven categories are also haram from foster relationship, that is, when the milk was drunk from the same woman. The Quran Sharif has not specified the other five categories, but that comes in the Hadith Sharif. وَيُحَرِّمُ مِنَ الرَّضَاعَةِ مَا يُحَرِّمُ مِنَ what is made haram from foster brothers and sisters, that is, when they drank milk from that woman, it just the same, it is haram as from the blood relationship. So both of those are haram. And from here also we learn that the Quran Sharif hasn't explained every detail of deen. The details of deen are found in the hadith. And therefore the hadith is indispensable. We can never do without the hadith, without the sunnahs of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. People who feel that the Quran is sufficient for us, they are in great misconception and in error. Because the explanation of the Quran, and the living explanation and the details of the Quran comes in the hadith. Just like nowhere in the Quran Sharif it comes that Fajr is 2 rakat, Zuhr is 4 rakat, Asr is 4, Maghrib is 3, Isha is 4. Nowhere it comes in the Quran. That we only find in the hadith. And as that is binding, the 2 rakats of Fajr for us, we can't make it 1, we can't make it 3, we can't make it 4. What Allah has fixed, and that is, Allah has fixed it through the teachings of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. That is totally binding on the Ummah, and that is for over 1400 years, the Ummah has stuck to that and remained on that. So we can see from that also how important the Sunnah and the teaching of the Sunnah and Hadith is. And also that all these relationships which are made haram, they are made haram. Allah is the all-wise and the all-knowing. Allah has made it haram because after the children that will be born from any marriage of this type, or any relationship of this type, they will suffer great physical setback. They will be handicapped very greatly physically. Therefore, Allah Ta'ala has made it haram. And Allah has made us, and He knows our system and how our system works. So we have to abide by the laws of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. Also, we learn from here how complete our deen is. Our deen is not only matters of namaz and roza, but even about marriage, who we can marry, who we can't marry, and the details of marriage go into great detail, which Allah reward the ulama. They've written mustaqil, separate kitabs on it in the fiqh kitabs. We always will get kitabun nikah. And in there all these details are given. The matters of inheritance is a complete science of its own. And there are experts in that science also, which is another field completely. All this makes and comprises our deen, which is one complete and perfect deen. Allah Ta'ala give us the understanding to follow our deen. But unfortunately, today we are opting to follow other ways of life instead of the deen which Allah Ta'ala has given us. Allah make it that we realize the most superior. In fact, the only way of life is the way of the Quran Sharif. And it is that we must follow and bring into our lives. May Allah give us tawfiq. Subhanallah.